In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words again from Luke chapter 14. Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." This section of Luke's gospel is obviously one that you would not use for a Mother's Day sermon. What about for a chapel message at the beginning of a school year? My answer to that question again is obvious. If you listen to this text carefully, it scared you half to death. In fact, if hating all that you love is what coming to this seminary to prepare for ministry requires, some of you probably are even thinking of dropping out. I wish that this part of Scripture had never been written. But this is what Jesus says. "Anyone who comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, cannot be my disciple. Anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." In other words, Jesus is saying that anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be his disciple. Jesus certainly pulls no punches in what he's saying here. And when he uses the word hate, he certainly gets our attention. I, in fact, can think of few words in the English language which disturb me more, and I think you would also agree with me. No matter how much patience and love any one of you might possess, to hear someone say to you, "I hate you," that's painful. So to hear Jesus say, "Hate your father, hate your mother, hate your wife, hate your child, if you want to be my disciple," that is equally disturbing and painful. Now, even though Jesus is using the word hate as an exaggeration here, he does so deliberately. He does it so that we take seriously his demand that nothing distract us from following him, that we love nothing or anyone more than him. But allow me to interject this, especially for those of you who are married students. To love Jesus more than anyone else does not mean that you married students are given the license to neglect your families for your studies. You can very easily slip into that. Loving Jesus above all things means simply putting God first in your lives. Your wife, your family, your studies will not be neglected if you are doing that. Now, if you still don't get the point that Jesus is making here, then he hits it again when he says, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." I don't know which is easier, hating my family or carrying a cross. None of us like talking about crosses. Even the disciples didn't like Jesus talking about his. Peter, remember, even rebuked Jesus for saying so. After Jesus told Peter and the rest of the disciples that he was going to die, Peter took Jesus aside and said, "God forbid, this shall never happen to you." What Peter probably meant was, "Lord, this should never happen to me." And we join right in with Peter, do we not? But Jesus, what did he do? Jesus became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And why? He did it out of love for us. That love is what gives the cross its power. That love is what also empowers you and me to take up our crosses of commitment and love and service. That love is what led you students to follow his call to come here to prepare yourselves for ministry. That love empowers us all to walk in Jesus' steps. And that walk, it's costly. It never allows us to look at life in the same way again. But note this, Christ calls us to take up, to carry our cross, not to nail ourselves to it. In other words, he's calling us to service. He's calling us to die, but not necessarily to die physically. He's calling us to die to ourselves. Yes, to die to ourselves so that his love can truly be alive in us. He's calling us to get out of the way so that he can come into our lives and do what he needs to do in and through us. Remember also that our Lord's death and resurrection, he not only guarantees us forgiveness and eternal life, he guarantees that he will daily live in us. What can make us feel more alive and full of joy? May your prayer and mine therefore be, as you live in us, Lord Jesus, help us to be what you want us to be. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.